On this week's Xamarin Show, I have my good friend Sam, back from Progress Telerik, showing us how we can make absolutely gorgeous user interface with Telerik UI for Xamarin, so tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, Program Manager for Mobile Developer Tools here at Microsoft. I have my good friend Sam, all the way back from Progress Telerik. How's it going, Sam?
Good, good. Thanks for having me back.
Where did you fly? Because you didn't fly from Progress Telerik. You flew from somewhere.
I live in Pennsylvania. Beautiful Pennsylvania. But this is actually my fifth or sixth trip to Seattle this year.
Nice, yeah.
I love it here.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It is not raining at all here, rest assured. I'm very excited for my bike ride home later. It's going to be wet and not great. So it's okay. But I'm excited because you're going to talk about much prettier things.
Yes.
Not weather, not rain, not gray. But you're talking about pretty user interfaces, beautiful user interfaces, some may say.
Yeah. Let's jump in.
Yeah.
Right? So once again, my name is Sam Basu. I'm a developer advocate at Progress. You guys most likely know us as the maker of Telerik.net controls for all your web, desktop, and mobile apps, or Kinder UI for all of your web stuff. And we also make frameworks and other things. We are in the business of making developers productive, so you can ship your apps faster. But let's talk about Xamarin, because that's where we live and breathe these days. I'm a big fan of Xamarin, as you are, because I think for .NET developers to take our skills cross-platform, I think the ship has sailed. I mean, it's Xamarin. There is nothing else that's even close in terms of democratizing building cross-platform mobile apps with .NET, with the things that you know, staying in Visual Studio all day.
Yeah.
And you're coming into a rich ecosystem where the platform has come a long way. The tools have gotten very mature over the last couple of years. The ecosystem is rich. You have complete native API access on every platform that you're building it for. We were doing it with plugins. Thanks for Xamarin Essentials. That's that's turning out to be very useful.
Good.
So again, you have all the ammunition to go build cross-platform apps.
Yeah, I always said, right, native UI, native APIs, native performance. That's what we get, and that's what you get. Everything in C# and .NET, which you love.
Yeah. The only little gap is it's not Microsoft's job to give you everything under the sun, not out of the box.
Because, we try.
Well, you try, and that's where the community and the ecosystem kind of steps in. So that's where we come in as well. So app developers get to make quality enterprise or indie apps with the things that they need and be able to light them up with smart UI. So let's talk about polished UI. And we are talking about native UI for Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Android, and Xamarin Forms. And it's all part of our Xamarin suite. But again, we build UIs for everything, web, desktop, everything WPF, WinForms, ASP.NET, Xamarin, and all of the web stack, and all productivity, reporting tools, everything.
And it's important because, you know, a lot of, I just had someone ask me recently at .NET Conf, they go, oh, you know, why Xamarin over something like a progressive web app or something like that? I was like, well, we're all about native, right? You have a full native API access, full everything. And when you think about it, you can also share code, often not just between your mobile apps, but between your backend, between your desktop apps, and even some of your user interface. It's the knowledge, right? I think you talked about that. I mean, it's that I know this stuff, so I can use one programming language, one set of tools, and one set of things like Progress Telerik to actually build across everything, which is nice.
We take care of making sure the APIs are consistent, so you can start reusing some of the UI between like WPF or Xamarin if you need to. So let's talk about what we can do in the UI for in the Xamarin space. We have a full suite called UI for Xamarin, and it's something we have put in a lot of effort and energy behind it in the last 2 or 3 years because we see the Microsoft and the Xamarin adoption kind of go through the roof. So we are putting in the love. Dozens of controls across Xamarin iOS and Android. These are purely native controls because that's what we are good at building, native controls for iOS and Android. But we also give you wrappers so you can render them from Xamarin Forms.
Okay. So no matter how you're building, basically.
Exactly. Some of it we will actually use Skia Sharp as a drawing canvas to render some of the smart UI. And you can be careful as to how you bundle your applications together. But again, we don't want to hold you back. Use it however you want from Windows or Mac. It works consistently from any Visual Studio. And we give you multiple ways in which you can bring it in, how you can get started with templates and so on.
Oh, cool.
Lots of customization options. And again, you don't have to take my word for it. We try making the best UI, .NET UI for all developers. But we also have sample apps, so you can play around with this thing. There are other options, but make sure what you choose is really something you're comfortable with and it works for you.
So go to the App Store, Google iOS, and type Telerik UI, download the sample, see everything in action. So everything you're showing, be able to actually get your hands on right now. Like, as you're watching it, you can be downloading it and trying out Telerik
UI. Just search for Telerik UI for Xamarin, and we'll give you a nice example app. Mm. It has all of the UI, and it also has some of the code
We
use to render that UI, so you can see how that's working.
Beautiful.
So some of the things that we can throw in our suite are things that are really hard to create by hand, and I've tried. You don't want to get this down to the metal with native, because these things are difficult. Charts and graphs. We got like dozens of charts and graphs, everything which is very touch-friendly and interactive. Different types of list views and grids. These sound simple, but when you get into the UI virtualization, the different types of layouts for iPads or mobile devices, those are hard. Calendars are incredibly hard, side drawers, and then when you talk about grids, making sure you can do like full CRUD operations, making sure you can hook it up to any data service on Azure or Amazon, whatever, and bring the data in and be able to do it seamlessly on the client side. Filtering, sorting, all of those things. If you have simple like forms operations where you have some business object that you want to render, you want the user to be able to fill up a form or make some changes, bring the data back, we give you a data form which does easy binding and it takes care of it, how you write back to your backend services. And obviously different types of gauges, linear, radial, so you can light up your UI with the dashboard. Don't ever keep the user waiting if you can, so we give you nice busy indicators. So a lot of these different things are kind of built into the box.
That's cool, yeah, because I get a lot of questions all the time. It's like, well, oh, but I need to go create this controller. It's not in Xamarin Forms. And I go, yeah, you know, we try to give you a lot of the basic building blocks as much as we can abstract. But even if you weren't using Xamarin Forms or just using iOS or Android or even not Xamarin, like, you still have to make those things anyways.
Exactly.
Or luckily, Telerik UI comes along and you did everything for us.
Don't reinvent the wheel, because I mean, it takes us a lot of engineering effort to fine-tune every one of these applications, make them pixel perfect, the UI, and make sure things are performant. Because you don't want things to be kind of slowing you down because you threw in a complex UI on top of it.
Makes sense, yeah.
So that's where we are at. We keep putting in a lot of effort. So let's take a look.
Yeah.
Right, how we can get started. So first thing is, I'm going to get out here. This is our homepage, telerik.com/Xamarin-UI.
Cool.
Start here. It's going to tell you everything about how we do it. It's UI controls at the heart of it, so you can render them however you want. Mm. You can do simple code behind with XAML, or you can do full-on MVVM. Bring in any framework that you want. We'll give you commanding support. Some of the binding, data bindings are built into Xamarin Forms, but if you want to bring in a MVVM framework, we help you out. And we can kind of walk you through all the things that we can do. You can see how many controls we have for Xamarin Forms and also for Xamarin iOS and Android.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that's nice, because I feel like since you've already done a lot of things in the WPF and UWP space, like, you already know kind of like how the developers build with XAML, use Prism and all that other stuff. So you kind of understand the developer that's building apps with XAML.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Okay, so start here, okay? And then there are different ways in which you can bring this in. So if you already have a Telerik account, just go in here into your account and you can download the MSI packages or just the EXE packages. You can unzip and you can have the whole thing. You can just download a free trial and that we give you all of the binaries. We give you some sample applications that you can play around with.
Oh, cool.
So different ways to get it in. And then you can always reference the binaries by hand in your project. Or if you're starting off a greenfield application, we can help you out with some templates.
Oh, cool. Okay? You guys have NuGet support too?
Yes, absolutely.
Stuff? I love that.
So let's go into Visual Studio. This is VS for Mac, works exactly the same way on VS for Windows. Let's open up this little project here. We call this QSF, and this is the project that we give you when you download the bits.
Okay.
This is a sample project, has all of our UI. This is what's powering the sample app that you can download in, from the stores.
Oh, nice.
So it's a full-on app. It's not a fake Hello World thing.
Yeah.
This has all of the UI, has it for iOS, Android, and UWP, but everything is done here in a .NET standard project.
Nice.
So it's all one UI across all platforms.
It's always Xamarin Forms in this sample?
This is all Xamarin Forms.
Beautiful.
Now, there are different ways in which you can bring this in, like I said. So if you have the DLLs, you can just reference them by hand or make things a little easier for yourself. If you're on Visual Studio, we can give you a nice little template here, Telerik UI for Xamarin. It also shows up when you do File, New Solution, and you scroll down all of the options, and then somewhere here, .NET, you see that Telerik Forms app. You don't have to do this, but if you're starting off brand new.
Or you just want to try to test it out, right?
Yeah.
A little trial run.
Yeah, yeah. So we can throw in all of the DLLs and all the references, make sure you're all set, and then you
can
start building your stuff.
Very cool.
That's one way. But if you already have an existing project, we obviously want to bring you in with the NuGet package, so it's easy for you. So again, right click and do add packages. Mm. The one thing I already have here is installed is a Telerik NuGet feed.
Yep.
which I'm going to bail out of here just for a second and going to show you how this is done. Let's go to preferences. Mm. And we're going to go down to the NuGet feed. See the sources here? Mm. This is the regular NuGet source. You add the Telerik NuGet feed to it. It's going to ask for your credentials one time, and then you're good to go.
Oh, cool. So you got to log in with your Telerik account.
Just one time. Yeah.
Very beautiful.
And then we don't keep asking over and over again, obviously. Now, when I go in here to add a package, I can search for, in fact, all of our bits also live on that NuGet server, not just Xamarin.
So anything in there.
Anything
in
there.
That's nice.
But if you search for Xamarin, you're going to see this guy here, Telerik UFR Xamarin.
Mm.
If you just get this, you get everything under the sun,
wow.
Right? And you can go back versions if you want, but this is the entire suite with all of the UI.
Okay.
Now, we have been a little careful in the last couple of years to kind of break this down, because you see that even with UFR Xamarin, we have like a dozen plus different NuGet packages.
Oh, wow.
And the reason is we want to be conscious of the fact that these are mobile apps, and we want to be careful of your app package size.
Mm.
So if out of two dozen controls, you're just using two, don't get the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're just going to blow up your app package. Just get the ones that are for your control. So we have it nicely broken up. So we have some namespaces, like, for example, data inputs.
Mm.
Those drive like six or seven different controls.
Mm.
So if you're just using those, just get that.
Got
nothing
it.
Else. And then some of our controls are purely native with iOS and Android. Some of them we render through Skia Sharp.
Okay.
And we can be careful to, if you're just using those controls, we just give you the parts of Skia Sharp that you need.
That's nice. So you can kind of pick and choose. If you're really conscientious about your app size, pick and choose which ones that are there. And that's nice, because sometimes you might be using everything. So just make it easy, right? Else.
So get that, and then you'll have everything.
Cool.
So let me close that. And then one other thing I want to show you is back in our docs. So our docs live here, docs.telerik.com.
Mm-hmm.
Any app platform, you kind of build it or break it based on docs.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If you don't have good docs, you might as well not make it. Because
it's not documented, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Developers are going to struggle, and that's not a good experience. Mm. Now, the one thing we actually just did, our R3 release for 2018 just went out, so hot bits. But we were able to light up a few more things. If you are using the templates, the VSIX, the extensions in Visual Studio, we can light up a few more things for you. Some things that are very common across most mobile apps are logging screens, authentication screens, like searching through a list of things. We give you templates.
Oh, cool.
So these are all Xamarin Forms templates, but it's already hooked up with our UI.
Nice.
So for example, you can just go into UFR Xamarin and add these specific screens if you want. So for example, if you want to have a stock screen, we'll throw in the charts and graphs.
Wow.
So you can already have these things hooked up, and then you just point it to the stocks that you want. Activity, if you are building anything like Fitbit or iOS, things that which have activity, you can throw in these gauges. We'll give you some of these things, and then you can customize. Search, these are very common across most Plan of Business apps. You want to have a list of things you want to search on. This one gives you an autocomplete, so as you are typing, you can get a suggestion on what the matches are. So
Lovely.
We kind of light up these things just so people can have a nicer getting started experience.
That's great. I love
it. So these are some templates that are out there. And for everything else, like look through the docs for Windows or Mac, it's exactly the same.
Mm.
And for every one of the controls that we have, you'll notice that we give you not just the documentation on how to work it code behind, but MVVM as well.
Oh, very
So just dive into whichever input or chart or whatever view control you're using and look through the docs. We try to help you out.
Cool.
Okay, so let's go back and look at this app real quick. I'm going to run this, just the iOS version of it.
Yeah, I like that everything's broken down there. So it's like, oh, I need this one control. Let me go learn about it. What NuGet package do I need? How would I use it? What are all the properties? Because sometimes just when you get something, the new NuGet package, like, oh, there's so much to do, right?
Yeah.
So much to do, explore. Yeah. So very cool.
So again, this is the app that's out there for iOS and Android. Go ahead and play around with it. So you can see the different types of charts and graphs we can do, how things are interactive. I can go back and show you maybe some of the most popular ones. We did some bordering. We did some new checkboxes.
I want to see the checkboxes. I've been wanting checkboxes out of the box.
All right.
Are you ready? Everyone needs a checkbox.
Barcodes, which is very popular. Tree view controls. Let's go back to the checkbox.
Sam thought I was kidding. I'm dead serious.
So simple checkboxes that are easy to kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And these are all like two-way data binding. So
cool. You
have an object. You can turn things on and off with a binary. The things that are a little more complicated are things like grids, right?
Mm.
And grids make it hard to render things and make it sure it's cross-platform. By the way, this is the data form that I was talking about. Have a business object, you just render it. We can, based on your objects types, we can infer the kind of UI that you need. Mm. Radio buttons, checkboxes, tree views, text boxes, we can render all of that.
Beautiful.
Without you having to write up the whole UI.
Wow,
and you
nice.
Get two-way data binding.
That's great.
So again, I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but again, play around with this. It's all out there. Some of the things that we like is like these are busy indicators that you can throw in whatever you like in front of it.
So look at the buttons.
Sure.
I like to explore stuff, right?
Yeah.
Look at those little chips, I call them.
Exactly.
Right? Oh,
you
cool.
have buttons. You in Xamarin Forms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are we rebuilding buttons? Because we can give you more customization mm-hmm. around the APIs, around the borders. Again, making things pixel perfect, giving them like a background image, things
That's
like
cool.
that, which are a little hard to do with the default button.
Yeah.
So it's all about developer productivity and making sure you have all of the APIs that you need to light up your UI quickly and be able to build up your app and make it nice and...
I like this too, because I can see like here's new stuff, here's an updated calendar.
Yep.
Calendars are hard. I mean, charts are hard, right? All this stuff is not... It's like, it's all doable, right? But
exactly.
like, do you really want to spend all your time when... I think people, we've invented the calendar.
Right? Right.
It looks like a calendar. So let's get a
right.
calendar. Especially when you want to, not only you want to like kind of get up and running fast, but you also want it to look pretty, right?
Right.
You want it to actually look legitimate, like a real application.
Okay, so that's and we also did chatbots.
Yeah,
chatbot mm-hmm. UI is kind of built into Xamarin Forms. This is the
grid.
Grids are really hard to do, actually. It turns out, so we can do theming with the grids. We can do filtering, sorting, and any of these things that we are throwing in. It's all. Customizable and they can be localized.
Oh,
so
nice.
We give you resource files to start off with, and then you can add your own your language settings. And
oh, very cool.
As such, I would like to say like accessibility and when you put love and care in your apps, it shows,
mm-hmm.
and you drive up user engagement. So localize things if you can. We are on board with all of the Xamarin Forms 3.1 support.
Oh, cool.
So we are on
latest
the cutting edge to make sure. Like if you want to style your XAML with CSS, go at it.
Oh, cool.
Right, so all of that is in place to kind of have you go do these things. You can hook them up to whatever data sources you need. So back on the docs, that's one more thing we did actually. So let's go here, cloud integration. Because again, mobile apps don't live in a silo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did a whole bunch of stuff here. If you want to use SQL database in Azure, we have documentation on exactly how you hook this up. If you want to use Cosmos DB, we show you how to use Cosmos DB with our grids and with our UI in front of
it. How to get it all inside
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And I mean, if you want to go use Amazon, go use Amazon. So it's all cloud services. It's all RESTful, so it doesn't matter. We'll give you the UI to light things up.
Very cool.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, another thing that we sometimes get dinged on is as developer advocates, we sometimes write too simple apps.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
last year, we actually spent a little bit of time to write a full-featured app that actually does something real, put it in the App Store. It's full-on MVVM pattern written with our UI,
mm-hmm.
and it's using Azure Cognitive Services.
Ah.
So do a search on Telerik Tagit.
And
it'll take you to this example. And it's a landing page. You can download the apps, and the entire source code is out on GitHub, so you can see exactly how we built this app. So
the video, do you have the app?
I actually have the app.
Oh my goodness.
So let's.
I remember when this was released. It's always fun. I think that was one of the, while you're getting it up, one of the most enjoyable parts that I got when I was at Xamarin early on was for Xamarin Evolve for 2014 and 2016. And I worked with Pierce Bogan, and we got to build the app each year.
Mm-hmm.
We got to try new backends, we got to try new logins, but we got to try Xamarin Forms, the latest and greatest. And one of my favorite projects ever was the 2016 app. I thought it was...
Which was very well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say I built that, and Antonio, who is an amazing designer, helped with the UI design. But it was great because I'm trying out the latest and greatest controls and really putting a lot of energy to make it look good.
And to your point, like developers find it hard to do design well.
We
don't always have access to a designer, but what we want to do is with theming support and with all of these UIs, we make it consistent across your whole app. And with some little tweaks, you can have a polished UI that looks professionally done.
Cool.
So this one's a little Tagit application. You can, again, download this from iOS, Android, or UWB stores.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is all of us take lots of images
and
photographs with our phones, and they get hard to search on. So
mm-hmm.
this one essentially just tries to tag things
and
go from there. So once you download this, you can give it access to your photo album. This one has a few sample images. So I'm going to select one. And then when I hit next, hopefully my Wi-Fi is working. See that little bubble thing? We actually went off and called Azure.
Oh, cool.
Azure Cognitive Services, the Vision API, to say, what is this image?
Yeah.
Right? And all of this AI, it's kind of built into Azure Cognitive Services. We are just calling it a RESTful endpoint.
Oh, cool.
And again, I mean, everybody is building mobile apps, right?
Yeah.
So how do you stand out with your users? How do you drive up engagement? I think you give them a delightful user experience with the right UI, and you start making your apps intelligent and more personal.
That's
how you stand out.
Yeah.
So this one's Azure saying, hey, it's a large waterfall. I can favorite this, so you get rating controls. I can save this. I can do that. And then this one's, again, the little side drawer that comes up.
I can
go look at the timeline of when I did what.
Wow, nice.
Then I can go back and look at my favorites. So this is how you can kind of start tagging your pictures in your phone and then be able to search on these things. Like, show me pictures of waterfalls that I've taken.
Oh, nice.
And it's going to come back and look these things up. So this one's a full-featured app written purely in Xamarin Forms.
Beautiful.
No iOS, Android-specific code at all. It's all Xamarin Forms with our UI in front of it.
Ah, cool.
And Azure Cognitive Services powering it. So if you want to take a look at how this is hooked up, I'll just show you one line of code of how easy this is. This is Computer Vision API, and what I have here is my constants. This kind of defines my Azure region, and this is my subscription key. So with that, I can come down here, and I can call into Azure Cognitive Services. So here is my task, and this is my URL to my image, or I can just give it a byte string of your exact image. And then I new up a new HTTP client, give it my key, give it a few things like Azure for it to say, I want the color, the categories, the description, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a post request. Once it comes back, we're going to see what Azure got us back, and we're going to capture the ID, the details, the captions, and so on.
Nice.
So that's how easy it is. And we wanted to have a full-featured app that people can play around with.
Yeah.
The source code, so you can see how we can make a full-on app that is following some patterns and uses the UI in front of it.
I love it.
Yeah. So again, the whole point of all of this is to make developers productive.
Yep.
UI that you don't want to create by hand. Take a look at our releases. We do 3 major releases a year, plus service packs in between.
Oh, cool.
And we are keeping very busy. In the last 2 or 3 years, we have really just made a lot of investments, and it shows in the Xamarin Forms controls in particular, and also in Xamarin iOS and Android. So don't reinvent the wheel. If you're a Xamarin developer, ship your apps faster, because there's some help.
Beautiful, Sam. Well, this has been absolutely great. I love seeing the latest and greatest, and I love the Tag It app. I'm going to go download it and poke around the source code.
Sure.
We'll put links to everything down there in the show notes below, so make sure you check it out. Sam, thanks again for coming on, showing off all the pretty things that I can go now implement and put into my apps.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. This has been the Xamarin Show. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube or Channel 9 so you get the latest and greatest in your inbox each and every week. And of course, if you're on YouTube, ding that bell. Become part of the notification squad so you get notified every time there's a new episode from anything here at Channel 9. So until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been the Xamarin Show, and thanks for watching.